16.4. Listening. Part 1. Exam practice. 1.
Ah, Jim, good morning.
Morning, Doctor.
Have a seat.
Thanks.
Right, now, what seems to be the trouble?
I've got this awful pain in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I think I may have cracked a rib or something. It really hurts a lot, especially when I move.
Right.
I hoped it'd get better over the weekend, but on Monday it was even worse, and today, if anything, it's still worse again.
Right, OK, well, let's have a look.
Thanks.
Does it hurt when I do this?
Oh, yes, it does.
And this? OK, well, when did you do this?
That's the funny thing. I'm not really sure when it happened. It just started hurting on Thursday when I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I must have been lying awkwardly in bed, you know, like a crick in the neck. Then I thought back over the previous day, and the only thing I can think of is that what happened when I was in the supermarket. I was bending over the freezer, and someone got me with the corner of their trolley.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't really hurt at the time.
OK, well, that must be it, I imagine. Well, there's not a lot I can do. There's no point in going to have an X-ray. I think you'll just have to let it get better by itself.
Hmm. Well, how long will that take?
A couple of months.
A couple of months?
Yes. You just have to take it easy and rest. So you can take painkillers if it gets too bad.
Well, thanks a lot.
Well, that's all right. Come back and see me in a month, OK?
Yeah.
2.
Well, homeopathy was invented by a German chemist called Samuel Hahnemann. At that time, it was already known that quinine, which is made from the bark of a tree that grows in South America, could be used to treat malaria. Hahnemann gave very strong doses of quinine to himself, his family and friends, who were all perfectly healthy people, and he found that they all developed exactly the same symptoms. It was as if they actually had malaria, which they didn't really, of course. Then he carried out more experiments using his friends and his pupils as guinea pigs, getting them to take doses of hundreds of other substances, including lots of different herbs and even metals like gold and copper, to find out what the effect of each one was, to find what symptoms developed. In this process of proving the substances, he discovered that, for example, taking regular doses of arsenic caused vomiting and diarrhea. So, in other words, he produced artificial diseases. Well, I suppose the crucial connection he made was between the cure and the illness, and this is one of the fundamental principles of homeopathy, treating like with like. He discovered that if patients suffering from the same symptoms from natural diseases were given minute doses of the same substance that caused the equivalent artificial disease, they actually got better. And he used the single-blind technique, whereby none of the patients knew if they were taking an inert powder or the medicine itself. Only he knew.
3.
Well, I'm a doctor, and I've spent my life dealing with people who seek cures and just want to get better. They may find a smart office with framed diplomas on the wall reassuring and enjoy being listened to sympathetically, but what counts for them is results. And the most impressive way to present results is in the form of testimonials from satisfied customers. But anyone who's done any sort of service job knows just how easy it is to acquire flattering testimonials. I mean, I have drawers full of grateful letters from patients who survived my treatment, thanks more to their luck than my judgment. And the fact is that anyone who treats patients can earn the same kinds of tributes, thanks to the body's vigorous powers of self-healing. And I'm not suggesting that most of my patients are hypochondriacs.
4.
I had a really strange dream last night.
Oh, don't tell me about it, please.
I wasn't going to. Just made me think about this piece I read the other day by J.B. Priestley.
Huh?
He says that he really likes dreaming. Going to bed and lying still and then, what did he say? By some strange magic, wandering into another kind of existence. He said it was as if there were at least 2 extra continents added to the world.
What?
Yeah. And, lightning excursions running to them at any moment between midnight and breakfast. Then he wrote about huge mysterious anxieties with luggage that can't be packed and trains that refuse to be caught. And there are thick woods outside the bathroom door.
The bathroom.
Yeah, and the dining room is somehow part of the theatre. And then what did he say? Oh, yeah. Then there are moments of desolation and terror in the dream world that are worse than anything we've known under the sun.
Like?
Well, I'm not sure, but... Ah, but then on the other side of that, that, you know, sometimes this other life can be very attractive, and every now and then a serene glow or a sudden ecstasy, like glimpses of another form of existence altogether that we can't match with open eyes. Hmm? I agree with him. Dreams are wonderful. What do you think?